Now, on the eve of International Women's Day, 650 female construction workers are gathering for a major conference in County Meath. The event is focused on encouraging more women to take up careers in the construction industry. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan, was there this morning and he joins us now. Brian, can you just tell us, first of all, more about today's conference and what it's trying to achieve?
Yeah, really great event organised by the Construction Industry Federation. Carol, as you said, 650 women working in construction. And the whole idea of the event was to encourage more women to take up careers in the building industry. And one of the key messages was, it's not all muddy boots and laying bricks. You can work in artificial intelligence. You could work in design. You could work in engineering. You could work in HR, finance, management, such as the scale, the breadth of careers in the construction industry. And also one of the key messages was, if people see it, then they will do it. If they can see women being successful in the construction industry, they too will be inspired to think, well, maybe this is for me. And we had everybody today, from CEOs that run construction companies, right down to those construction workers that do operate with shovels and with machineries on the construction sites. And one of those was a really interesting person, one of the women taking part, Shauna Doyle. She used to be a beautician, but she decided to give all that up and join her family business, which involves laying tarmac. She's based in Carlow, and we can hear now some of what Shauna has to say about her career.
Before this job, I worked as a beauty therapist. After school, that's what I trained to do, and I worked doing beauty around the world for 7 years. Now I'm laying tarmac with Doyle's Tarmac Adam. I drive our lorry, the paver behind me. Then when we get to site, we have the site prepped, and I would be wheelbarrowing, filling drums of water for the rollers, filling the rollers, general hands-on work. And then we lay the tarmac. I'm labouring on site and just generally hands-on on site. So very different. I like the variety. So every day is very different. Some days you could be laying tarmac. The next day you could be laying a patio. And every day you're on a different site as well. So it never gets boring. There's no reason why women can't be doing this sort of work as well. Everything can be done by men and women. And I see a lot more women now around, even Carlow, in our local quarry, and that there's more women coming on board all the time, which is great to see.
Shauna Doyle there describing her construction job. Now, Brian, we know for years that the industry has been struggling to attract workers, and particularly for house building too. Could women help with one of this most difficult problems?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. If you think about it, Carol, you have this bizarre situation where we are crying out for workers in an industry where right now it's pretty much just being pitched to 50% of the population. Because I'll give you some stark statistics that were highlighted at today's conference. Of the 176,000 people working in construction, just 9% are women, and that figure falls to 1% when you actually focus on people working specifically on construction sites. So there's a huge gap to be made up there. But as I said, one of the big focuses today was looking at the breadth, the scale of different jobs. We heard there from Shauna, who actually works with the shovel, with the loaders, with the wheelbarrows on the site. But we also heard from people in quite senior positions, and some of those involved in the organisation of this. We're going to hear now from Gillian Murta. She's the Shared Services Director of Shea Murta Precast and was one of those involved in organising today's event.
Early on is really important. Again, I suppose we were seen as a little bit of laggards in the past, and we need to change that. We need infrastructure. We need more housing. These are the people, these are the future that are going to build it. So young people need to understand that construction is a great industry, and that's a viable career path that can take you anywhere, all over the world, even though we don't want them to go anywhere. We do want actually that to happen in the future.
And that was Gillian Murta there. And of course, the next step is to encourage girls in school to do the subjects that would lead to construction. I have two ladies myself doing DCG. Are these subjects finally proving more popular with girls?
To a degree. They would say there's more work to be done. It's about, number one, giving them access to it in the first place and making sure that it's available in the schools. And then number two, breaking through the stereotypes, because they do research on this all the time. And when they look at the construction courses, they look at the engineering subjects, they look at the STEM, there is still a perception out there among both boys and girls, oh, that's a boy subject or that's a girl subject. And it's about breaking through and ending those perceptions and ensuring that, number one, the mindset is there for people to take up these these courses, and number two, that of course the courses themselves are available. And as part of all that, at today's Construction Industry Federation conference, we had young students, we had female students from secondary schools there listening to the speakers, highlighting the different kind of jobs that are out there. And we can hear now from two of those girls. They are sisters. They are Virginia Carr. She's in fifth year in Castle Pollard Community College, and her sister, Georgina Carr, who's in fourth year.
I'm definitely more open to it. Like, if you ask any girls in my class, they might say, oh, that's maybe a boy's career. But after this day, we're much more open, and there's much more different branches. It's not just an engineer building the roads.
There is a huge amount of women that want to do it, construction, that don't know it just yet because they don't know about the other jobs that are within the construction class. It's always important to change the ideas that we have, especially since we're the youth, we're the future.
Virginia and Georgina Carr ending that report by Brian O'Donovan. We're